28. Sins and Confession. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1:9. God the Father is free to forgive our sins because the Lord Jesus has already dealt with their source, the principle of sin. He condemned it in his flesh on the cross. Romans 8:3. Confessing our sins, therefore, has nothing to do with condemnation, but with cleansing and communion. First, we look at condition. The believer who is not aware of his perfect position before God, who doesn't realise that the Father has already placed him in the light of his presence, is more aware of his self-centred condition than his Christ-centred position. Hence, he doesn't actually accept the benefit of his position in the light when he does confess his sins. He doesn't feel forgiven and cleansed of all unrighteousness. And soon he gives up confessing. Therefore, he flounders in darkness and guilt. This is the predicament of all too many believers today. In the early days of their Christian life, most believers are quite faithful in confessing their sins to the Father. But because they are yet babes, there is very little scriptural knowledge of what God has done about the indwelling source of those sins. And before long, there are more sins committed than there are confessed sins. This accumulation of unconfessed sins brings guilt to the conscience, and the believer finds himself out of fellowship with the Father. Not only that, but he is experiencing chastisement. And to make matters worse, he now seeks to hide from the light. He forgets that the purpose of the light is not to punish or condemn the sinner, but to reveal sins so that they may be confessed and freely forgiven. Another common error is that of praying for forgiveness instead of heeding the word of God, which says we must confess the sins, and receiving the assurance of forgiveness. We may pray for forgiveness for months and still not receive the assurance of it. Many admit sin in general instead of confessing sins in particular. Assurance of forgiveness and cleansing are the sure result of honest and specific confession of sins committed in thought, word, and deed. There may be repentance and brokenness, but this is the result of confession and cleansing, not the cause. If any man sin, there is the immediate recourse to confession and to Christ's advocacy and shed blood for complete forgiveness and cleansing. Read it again. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins, and so on. 1 John 1:9. So now we look at position. When we rest in our position in Christ, we find that we're in the light. We know that our sins have been purged once for all, and therefore our conscience is cleansed. At the same time, we're very much aware that although we abide in the risen Lord Jesus, our everyday Christian life is carried on in a sinful world. There are sins committed as we grow because we take our eyes off the Lord Jesus and foolishly rely on self. A defiled conscience and broken fellowship is the result. We also know that the remedy is to confess our sins, thereby to receive cleansing from all unrighteousness and restoration of a clear conscience and blessed fellowship. Our present experience is greatly inferior to our eternal position, no matter what the stage of our spiritual growth. The development of our condition is toward our finished position, and at the same time from the completed source. The discrepancy between our position and our condition, manifested by our failures in growth and service, is justly taken care of by means of our confession and his cleansing. Our need is further met by Christ's faithful advocacy, whereby our position and fellowship are maintained throughout the progress of our spiritual growth. By these means, our Lord ever keeps us dependent on himself and at the same time fully confident in him. Needy, but bold. Abiding and walking in the light keeps us honestly aware of our sins, while also enhancing our appreciation of his grace. The realization of our sins doesn't cripple us, because his cleansing frees us. The light that reveals our sins manifests the sun, enabling us honestly to face both without fear. Where we're most detected, there we're most protected. On this basis, the sins that are committed are immediately dealt with, and we're able to continue in fellowship and in growth. The only alternative is self-confidently to struggle with sin and to fail, and thereby to be hindered in our development. Our Father's counteraction is the ministry of the indwelling Spirit of life. To have our sins so freely forgiven does not make us lax as to our walk. For one thing, with the forgiveness there is often his faithful chastisement. A good conscience is cherished too much for it to be lost by license. We admit that we often stumble and fall and offend in many things, James 3 verse 2. But there need be no fear of facing up to each offence and confessing it. The light that reveals our sins ever reveals our perfect position in the Lord Jesus. For us, the darkness is past, and the true light now shineth, 1 John 2 verse 8. Confession and cleansing enable us to rest before God without guile. Our attitude becomes, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there is any wicked way in me." Psalm 139, verses 23 and 24. There's no pretension of being without sins. Rather, we want them clearly revealed so that they may be confessed and thereby kept from breaking our all-important fellowship with the Father. We are faithfully taught the lesson not to attempt to hide our sins and refrain from confession. We read in Psalm 32, verses 3 and 4, "When I kept silent about my sin, my body wasted away through my groanings all day long. For day and night thy hand was heavy upon me." Guilt and chastisement do their thorough work, and we learn to appreciate the fact that God's way of confession is imperative. All because of our position in the Lord Jesus, and in spite of our condition in ourselves, our Father is able to say to us, "For I know the thoughts I think towards you, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." Jeremiah 29 verse 11. And in Psalm 32 verses 1 and 2 we read these words, "Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man upon whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile." Psalm 32 verses 1 and 2. "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God." Romans 5 verses 1 and 2. As we grow, we learn to stand in our standing of grace, abiding in the risen Lord Jesus and walking in the light of the Father's presence and fellowship. We appreciate the fact of our position as we experience failures in fighting against sins. We express our growing hatred of self by freely confessing our sins, which amounts to judging ourselves for submitting to indwelling sin. We admit our responsibility for walking or drifting beyond the realm of light into the shadows of sin and self. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. For when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, and we should not be condemned with the world. Standing in the light, we are not only aware that our sins have been cleared away by the blood, but we realise that we, as sinners, have also been put away by death of the cross. We count ourselves to have died to sin and now to be alive as new creations in Christ Jesus. As such, we confess our sins as they are revealed in the light, and we are therefore made free from self-occupation, free to be fully occupied in fellowship with the Father and the Son. To turn from the darkness and death of self to the light and life of Christ isn't to give up the fight and to give in to sin. No, not at all. It is fighting the good fight of faith, 1 Timothy 6:12. It is entering into the benefits of the fact that the fight has already been fought and won for us by another, by the Lord Jesus. This transition from bondage and defeat to freedom and victory is the faith move from the condition to the position. For he that is entered into his rest, he also hath ceased from his own works, as God did from his. Hebrews 4 verse 10. The Holy Spirit brings us through this transition by a very simple process. He allows us to struggle with sin and self until we learn the futility of it. Then it is as he shows us that the Lord Jesus has already done for us what we could never do. It goes from, O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this body of death? To, I thank God, he has already accomplished it through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans 7, verses 24 and 25. It is from the bondage of the Lord in my members warring against the Lord of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the Lord of sin which is in my members, to the liberty of the Lord of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, which has made me free from the law of sin and death. Romans 7 verses 23 and chapter 8 verse 2. And so this brings us to fellowship. God is faithful, by whom you were called unto the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. 1 Corinthians 1 verse 9. The root word for fellowship and communion is common. Our communion with the Father and the Son, having fellowship one with another, is to have common thoughts, common affections, a common purpose. It's a oneness of heart and a oneness of mind. It is to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy mind. Luke 10, 27. As we study his word in dependence on his Spirit, we're in communion with his thoughts. As we love the Lord Jesus, we are loving the one whom the Father loves with all his heart. Free from self-condemnation, free from a guilty conscience, free in the faithful advocacy of the Lord Jesus Christ, free in the confession of our sins and cleansing from all unrighteousness, we are in the light of his presence to worship him, to commune with him and to grow in him. But we all with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord, 2 Corinthians 3:18. It is the look that justifies, but it is the gaze that sanctifies. Having died in Christ to sin, to Satan, to the law and to the world, we are free and born anew. We are made new creations in the Lord Jesus. Abiding in him in the light of the Father, we are at liberty to gaze on him in the full love of hearts and minds that are free from the palling darkness of unconfessed sin and a defiled conscience. No nervous, anxious, or restless self-effort, just quiet rest in him, knowing that our life is hid with Christ in God. Colossians 3 verse 3. By the ministry of the Spirit of Christ within, the life of the Lord Jesus is manifested increasingly in our everyday walk. Our Father's purpose for us is that we become conformed to the image or the character of his Son. To that end, all things are being worked together for good. Romans 8, 28 and 29. In our position in Christ, our Father has already perfected us, made us complete in him. In our walk, he by his Spirit is fashioning us after that blessed pattern, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. 2 Corinthians 4:11. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also so to walk, even as he walked. 1 John 2 verse 6. In the first place, the Lord Jesus walked in the light. He walked in fellowship with the Father. We read in John 3 verse 13 that the Son of Man, which is in heaven. Secondly, he walked in full dependence on the Holy Spirit. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness, Matthew 4 verse 1. Who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, Hebrews 9 verse 14. Likewise, our life is hid with Christ in God, and we walk in the light of God's presence during our earthly course. Our dependence is expressed as we walk in the Spirit, that we may not fulfil the lusts of the flesh, Galatians 5, 16. We are to worship in the Spirit of God and glory in Christ Jesus and put no confidence in the flesh, Philippians 3, verse 3. One of the Father's means of teaching us the Spirit-dependent walk in the light is to let us flounder in the darkness of self. The Lord Jesus also patiently waits to show us that all our sins have been cleansed by his blood. Coupled with our sins is the crushing weight of an evil conscience, which is often endured for years. And he continues to wait for us to acknowledge our position in him in the light, so that we may rest in what he has already done about our sins. Let us draw near with a sincere heart, in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience. Hebrews 10, 22. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. Hebrews 9, 14. Labouring under a load of unconfessed sins, we're disqualified from fellowship with the Father as well as from usefulness to others. We are rather a burden to all. It is such believers whom he urges to come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Hebrews 4, 16. The need is ever present. The work is forever done. He has placed us in his Son, having made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Ephesians 2, verse 6. All that is required is that we confidently abide where we have already been placed. We're not to abide in our present condition, counting on help from him in heaven for our walk and our service. Just the opposite. He has shown us our position in order that we may abide in our risen Lord, in the light and presence of the Father. It is from that vantage point that we become involved in the needs of this world. In John 3, 13, our Lord Jesus referred to himself as he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. He shared heavenly life in a world of need. If he is to do the same and more today through us, we must abide in heaven as we sojourn on earth. Only life lived in the light of glory can overcome the world of darkness. In summary then, first we count ourselves to have died to sin and to be alive to God in the Lord Jesus. Romans 6:11. Secondly, we accept our position in the light when we know ourselves to be new creations in our risen Saviour. Ephesians 2:6. Thirdly, we enjoy his blessed fellowship as we judge ourselves in confession of our sins, 1 John 1, verses 7 and 9. Then it is that our Lord can work through us in the lives of others, to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. Acts 26, verse 18. Keep looking down, for you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. Colossians 3, verse 3.